Friday, May 10th, 1996, Nashville. I have cancer. I just talked with Jay Smith on the phone, and he told me that. Finally, after a year and a half of sodomizing me repeatedly with his ultrasonic dildo and chipping away at my prostate gland, he hit pay dirt. Arlene and I are leaving for New Orleans in 15 or 20 minutes to attend the American Thoracic Society International Conference. I'm a big deal there. I was the president. When I was the president, I did not have cancer. This is harder than I thought it would be. It's not a surprise. My father died of prostate cancer when I was 15. The disease is no stranger. My PSA has been on the rise for over a year. The damn thing was there. I knew it. Jay knew it. One time I said to him, "Why don't you just take it out? You operate on a cancer, not a PSA," Jay said. "We have to find it first." So this is not a big surprise, but that doesn't matter. Doesn't soften the blow of finality, irrevocability. I have cancer. I am not the same person I was 15 minutes ago before I had cancer. I feel what I felt when my mother died. She was sick and demented for some years, and her death was expected and was a blessing. I sat all night with her the last night of her life and held her hand and told her everything I could think of that I wished I had told her when she could hear it. I was ready, I thought, for her to die. But the finality, the irrevocability, your mother is dead. You have cancer. I sobbed. My heart hollowed out and left a frightening space in my chest. Arlene held me for a while, and we flew to New Orleans.